May Jesus Christ be praised, now and forever. Amen. My dear brothers in the priesthood, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the priest is a servant of Christ. St. Paul writes the Corinthians, God has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. St. Paul was speaking as an ambassador of Christ. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for the sake of Christ. He writes still to the Corinthians, the danger for the priest is to become an ecclesiastical showman, attracting attention to himself, preaching himself, forgetting whom he should preach. Thus, should one regard us as servants, stewards of the mysteries of Christ? Now it is, of course, required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. The steward in Sheraton Hotel shouldn't behave as if he owned the whole hotel and the food. He's just a servant. Even if you should have countless guides to Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, for I have become your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. We are not called fathers by way of praise, but by way of statement of fact. The life through baptism, faith, baptism, especially Holy Eucharist, nourishing that life, preaching the word of God. But we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God, not from us. So it should be clearly apparent to our people that we are preaching not ourselves, but Jesus Christ. The CCC, Catechism of the Catholic Church, is not ambiguous. It's clear. Paragraph 1547. The ministerial or hierarchical priesthood of bishops and priests, and the common priesthood of all the faithful, participate each in its own proper way in the one priesthood of Christ. While being ordered one to another, they differ essentially. In what sense? While the common priesthood of the faithful is exercised by the unfolding of baptismal grace, a life of faith, hope, charity, a life according to the Spirit, that's baptism for all of us. The ministerial priesthood is at the service of the common priesthood. It is directed at the unfolding of the baptismal grace of all Christians. The ministerial priesthood is a means by which Christ unceasingly builds up and leads his church. For this reason, it is transmitted by its own sacrament, the sacrament of holy orders. It isn't humility for the priest to deny the difference between the ministerial priesthood and the common priesthood of all the baptized. There is one country that in their translation of the prayer of Mass, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Oh, they wrote, that our sacrifice may be made acceptable, a type of unauthorized liturgical humility, which is not based on good theology. Because it isn't by leveling down the ministerial priesthood that we become holy, but it is by realizing that we are just servants of Christ for his body, which is the church. So the ministerial priesthood is ordered towards ministering to the people of God, who are among whom are included also all the baptized, including the Pope and the bishops and everybody else. So when the Pope John Paul II sent, there was one priest and he had left the priesthood and he was, I think, whether he was driving a taxi in Rome or doing something else, the Pope got him invited to lunch. John Paul too, he was fond of symbolic acts. He wasn't very comfortable. And at the end of the lunch, the Pope asked him, please, could you hear my confession? And he was rather embarrassed. He said, the Pope said, look, you are a priest. Come on, come on. The 3 degrees, deacon, priest, bishop, we should have it clear. Paragraph 1554. The divinely instituted ecclesiastical ministry is exercised in different degrees by those who, even from ancient times, have been called bishops, priests, and deacons. Catholic doctrine expressed in the liturgy, the magisterium, and the constant practice of participation in the priesthood of Christ, the episcopacy, and the presbyterate. These are recognized 2 degrees of ministerial participation in the priesthood of Christ. The diaconate is intended to help and serve them. For this reason, the term sacerdos in current usage denotes bishops and priests, but not deacons. Yet, Catholic doctrine teaches that the degrees of priestly participation, episcopacy and presbyterium, are the degree of and the degree of service, diaconate, are all three conferred by a sacramental act called ordination, that is, by the sacrament of holy orders. So Ignatius of Antioch writes, let everyone revere the deacons as Jesus Christ, the bishop as the image of the Father, and the presbyters as the Senate of God, and the assembly of the apostles. For without them, one cannot speak of the church. So St. Ignatius of Antioch. We are going to reflect these days on how we can be better at the service of Christ and his people. Therefore, we beg you, Lord Jesus Christ, to bless this retreat. May the following days find us totally open to the hidden but powerful action of the Holy Spirit. May the light of the Holy Spirit make clear for each one of us the areas of our service where you want us to pay more attention. We want to be better at your service and at the service of our brothers and sisters. Lift from our hearts our self-defense, our excuses, the scales which prevent us from seeing ourselves as you want us to see ourselves. Help us to live with reality and aspire to the ideal. Help and guide us to face the reality and not try to put a mask on it. We are weak. Our wills can be stubborn, or at least slow, to conform to your will. Soften our hearts, bend our wills where necessary. Show us in clearer light what you want of us. Restore to us our first favor in your service. If we have reached the plateau of spiritual tiredness, wake us up to our first favor, so that we be not cold, tired, lethargic, relaxed. Give us joy, the joy and peace of knowing that we are totally at your service and at the service of your people. May your Blessed Mother, Mother of the Redeemer, as this retreat center has its beautiful title, and our Mother, intercede for us, especially at this retreat. To you, Christ the Redeemer, be honor and glory forever and ever.